From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. In the Florida Keys, the challenges of finding an affordable place to live were made much worse after Hurricane Irma caused severe damage to thousands of homes in September of 2017. Lots of nonprofits and faith groups came in to help after the storm. One church in Marathon was already there and has taken a big step in providing housing for people in the Keys who lost their homes in Irma. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer toured the building site with the Reverend Deborah Andrew McConaughey from St. Columba Episcopal Church.
What is this project and how did it happen?
Well, the project is St. Columba Workforce Housing. It's a 16-unit apartment complex for the workforce in the Middle Keys. It was originally built in the 60s, and it has kind of a Miami Beach feel to it. It's right off of the Overseas Highway. It has a swimming pool, which we're knocking down, so don't get too excited about that. It's going to become more parking spaces. And here's how it happened. As we all know, workforce housing has been problematic in the Keys for a long, long time. After Hurricane Irma, something that was problematic became a really bad crisis. And so at the church, we had 22 RV trailers that we placed all the way from Key West to Isla Mirada to try to help families out so that they could stay in the Keys. You know, early on, about in November, we started thinking we need to find a place to build, or we need to find a way to help people have some high-quality housing at an affordable rate.
And how big are these apartments?
Oh, you want to come in and see?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are, you know, I'm not great at math, but I know that everyone that comes into them wants to move into one.
One bedroom, two bedroom?
One bedroom, but they are normal size one bedroom with a really, really, really large living room combined kitchen type of situation. So we can go in this building and look at the window space. Those are going to be all brand new hurricane windows. Initially, when we bought the building, the windows were all covered up with boards, and we had no idea how gorgeous these windows, because we're not cutting out the windows. We're just going to make them the way they're supposed to be. You can see it has terrazzo floor on it. This is where the kitchen is going to go. It's a galley kitchen, and the kitchens are being completely donated by IKEA.
And it's concrete block, so.
It's all concrete block. It's built like a tank. And then here's the bedroom. And still, see, nice big window, still the terrazzo floor, a nice walk-in closet here. And, you know, you don't see that every day in the Keys. Our target price for each of the units, I'm not promising this, but we think between $800 and $900, which I think in the Florida Keys, that's affordable workforce housing.
And how are you guys pulling this off?
Well, one thing, we're a nonprofit, so we don't have the profit motive. And the other is that we were able to network with Episcopal Relief and Development. And so right after the storm, they gave the church $75,000 to help. And then we spent that, you know, that was no problem. And so they said, what else would you like to do? And I said, well, I really want to buy this apartment complex. And that's a little bit out of their comfort zone, but we got them to agree that this was a good idea. So they provided the initial financing for part of the down payment. We also used some of our own money at the church.
Are the rents going to cover the cost of the building and the upkeep and the mortgage and all that stuff?
Yes, the rents will cover everything. They'll cover everything. And our goal, we're going to have a mortgage on the building, and our goal will be to retire the mortgage in 3 years. And then if we're successful at this, which I think we will be, we're going to do it again.
That was the Reverend Deborah Andrew McConaughey talking about the apartment complex in Marathon that her church is restoring to serve as affordable housing. It's expected to open later this year. People who work in the Keys and lost their homes in Hurricane Irma will be at the top of the list to move in. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.